On Thursday, my high school hosted an assembly where we listened to an anti-Semite teach us about how he reformed. At the end of his presentation, he opened up discussion where he asked this question.
Sure. So, you were an anti-Semite, and you know exactly what anti-Semitism is. On Tuesday night, the House of Representatives passed Resolution 894 stating that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism. The Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, published a message about the Palestinians, classifying them as children of darkness and Israelis as children of light. This is the exact propaganda used by Nazi Germany. Schutzstaffel Commander Wolf recounted how the Nazi military was, and I quote, conditioned to see themselves as the sons of light, that they engaged in a struggle against the children of darkness. Do you believe that anti-Zionism is anti-Semitism? And do you see any similarities between the genocide of the Jews and the genocide of the Palestinians?
Asking a question like that in front of 1,000 of my classmates was difficult for me. I was really nervous, I admit. But for the rest of the day, my classmates were coming up to me and asking me more about Palestine. And that was a part of my goal in asking that question, to help my classmates maybe become a little bit more aware about what's going on. The point I'm trying to make is that young people care about injustice. Young people care about what's happening to the Palestinians. The whole auditorium clapped after I was done with my question. Not because they were clapping for me, but because they cared about what I was talking about. It's our job to help those around us learn. People always ask me, what can I do with the Palestinians? And I tell them, spread the word. Share the truth. That is the most important thing you can do. Before this video is over, I do want to touch on what the speaker said. He agreed with me that anti-Zionism needs to be separated from anti-Semitism. They're not the same. And he also highlighted something I thought was really interesting and great that he said this. He said that we need to separate Israelis from their government and Palestinians from Hamas. Anyways, that's all for this video. Thanks for watching, and free Palestine.